Texte numéro 52. How have social media algorithms changed the way we interact? Social media algorithms, in their commonly known form, are now 15 years old. They were born with Facebook's introduction of ranked personalized news feeds and have transformed how we interact online. And like many teenagers, they pose a challenge to grown-ups who hope to curb their excesses. It's not for want of trying. This year alone, governments around the world have attempted to limit the impacts of harmful content and disinformation on social media, effects that are amplified by algorithms. Algorithms can watch our behaviour and determine what millions of us see when we log on, and for some, it is algorithms that have disrupted the free exchange of ideas possible on the internet when it was first created. In its early days, social media did function as a kind of digital public sphere, with speech flowing freely. Kai Rima and Sandra Peter, professors at the University of Sydney Business School, tell the BBC. However, algorithms on social media platforms have fundamentally reshaped the nature of free speech, not necessarily by restricting what can be said, but by determining who gets to see what content, argue Rima and Peter. Because contentious posts are more likely to be rewarded by algorithms, there is the possibility that the fringes of political opinion can be overrepresented on social media. Rather than free and open public forums, critics argue that social media instead offers a distorted and sensationalized mirror of public sentiment that exaggerates discord and muffles the views of the majority. So while social media platforms accuse governments of threatening free speech, is it the case that their own algorithms might also inadvertently pose a threat? Recommendation engines are not blocking content. Instead, it is the community guidelines that restrict freedom of speech, according to the platform's preference, Theo Bertram, the former vice president of public policy at TikTok, tells the BBC. Our era has been labelled the algorithmic society, one in which it could be argued social media platforms and search engines govern speech in the same way nation-states once did. What, then, is the solution? Could modest tweaks to the algorithms cultivate more inclusive conversations that more closely resemble the ones we have in person? There are signs that as social media algorithms move toward maturity, their future could not be in the hands of big tech nor politicians, but with the people. According to a recent survey, just 28% of Americans say they like documenting their life in public online, down from 40% in 2020. People are instead becoming more comfortable in closed-off group chats with trusted friends and relatives, spaces with more accountability and fewer rewards for shocks and provocations. Adapted from bbc.com, October 2024.